Good morning, Aurel. Today's Thursday, 14th of July, and right now it's cloudy with 29 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy with temperature range from low 28 to high 32 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from west with 24 kilometers per hour, and morning humidity was on 58%, and it's slowly dropping, but won't go under 50%. Moon is waxing gibbous and 98% of it is illuminated. Tomorrow it will be full moon, but it won't be so emotionally charged as last one. In today's news we feature a short interview with Jill about Town Development Council, which was recognized by Vilupuram District as a legal body of the Aurora Foundation.
Good morning, we are with Jill, he's a member of L'Avenir d'Auroville, and we are going to ask what changes has happened recently in regard with this town and council.
Town Development Council.
Town Development Council.
Yeah, we are now a Town Development Council to have the normal name, because it's a name that is normally used in any township in India. So after the gazetting of the master plan, you see the whole idea has always been, there has been an effort from many years ago, decades maybe, to be able to protect the area. And if we want to protect the area, there has to be some rules, and we have also to follow these rules. So these rules are followed by everybody. There is a master plan, and the Aurovillians, as well as other people, have to follow these rules. So this is what is happening now, that this master plan has been gazetted. The governing board has empowered a team, basically L'Avenir team, to be the Town Development Council. And The local authorities, the district authority, have the Vilupuram, not Vilupuram, yeah, Vilupuram is district, have recognized us and are supporting us in this effort. So now we have to see how we are able to have the people, the non-Aurovillians, to follow the rules, the master plan, in the master plan area. This doesn't apply to the village. We do not want to give permission to a villager to extend his house. This would create a lot of problem for us. We do not want to do that. So it doesn't apply to the village, but it applies to the city area and to the Green Belt. And of course, the Aurovillians will have to follow the same guideline. You can't ask other people to do what you don't do yourself.
So practically also land that doesn't belong to Auroville in the master plan area?
It's the same. This applies to everybody, to land, which, whether it belongs to Auroville or not, this applies to everybody.
Okay, so talking about the next step of implementation of this new, not body, but I mean this new way to work.
It's a body, eh? It's an official body of the foundation. The Auroville Town Development Council is an official body of the Auroville Foundation. And so, you see, there has been different progress along the years, different government orders, different things, etc. This is definitely a more important step. Now we have to see exactly how effective it will be.
When we will see the effectiveness?
Progressively. This will become, you know, I think even we are not, maybe we should not wish to have something which is like a hard wall. People have to realize progressively that they have to abide by the rules. So let us see, you know, we cannot foresee the future. But I believe that it is definitely one more step in being able to protect better Auroville.
Thank you very much, Gilles.
Oh, my pleasure.
Those living in the communities or nearby Vikas, Creativity, Prayatna, Arati, Luminosity and further down to the cutting to Sukhavati were nicely surprised this morning, since a new stretch of Crown Road was already open to be driven on. After months of practicing hard terrain driving, that surely is a big relief. The Resident Assembly Service team expressed their observation on general meeting on Tuesday, and it goes like that. After listening to many voices at the general meeting on Tuesday 12th, they feel that we cannot go forward until we, the residents of Auroville, have come to a common understanding from where to proceed. The real issue seems to be less the election or selection of our apex bodies, but rather the lack of understanding, trust and collaboration between us all. For those qualities to grow, we all need to support each other with our patience and perseverance. They, therefore, very sincerely appeal to all who wish to build the city of Dawn together to come and share ideas and opinions and listen to those of Koku residents. In such an atmosphere, opportunity for growth will naturally appear. The next general meeting will be on following Tuesday, but the location is still not known, since Saucho appears to be not appropriate because of the noises of the traffic passing by. A new initiative from Foodlink, the Farm Group Distribution Center, starting next Thursday and Saturday, Foodlink Fresh will be providing Oroville-grown fresh produce from a stall at the Solo Kitchen. This is an experiment to make Oroville fresh produce more available to everyone. Over the next 3 months, they will try to find out the best way of doing this and may experiment with the different days and hours according to what people need. They look forward to seeing you there on Thursdays and Saturdays from 10 to 12:30 p.m. They're asking you to bring your own bags, as we all try to avoid using plastic as much as possible. And if you think you would like to help them, please contact Priya at 944-3222-653. In the Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a Spanish film, Celestina, made in Spain in 1996 by director Gerardo Vera, and it is drama in Spanish with English subtitles. And on Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see an international film, Away We Go, made in USA in 2009 by director Sam Mendes, and it is comedy drama in English with English subtitles. At Cine Club on Sunday, also at 8 p.m., we can see an interesting Polish film, Ashes and Diamond, made in Poland in 1968 by director Andrzej Wajda, and it is drama war in Polish with English subtitles. At the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see an Indian film, The Rat Trap, directed by Adur Gopalakrishnan with Karamana and Sharada, and was made in 1981, and it is in Malayalam and with English subtitles. The Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest invites us tomorrow at 7 p.m. to see an interesting The Secret of El Dorado, which is a documentary made in 2006 and directed by David Sainten and was made in BBC co-production. Free bus service to Eco Film Club departures Solo Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadhana Forest at 9:30 p.m. The bus service is operated by Sadhana Forest. Only by the assent to the original truth can the deformation be healed, and all the work of love, as to all the works of knowledge and of life, be restored to a divine significance and become part of an integral spirit existence. Lord Sri Aurobindo in the synthesis of yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.